Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. It was a weird weekend, AJ. It was a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday we're having this great lunch. And it's Jennifer, her mother. We're having a good time. Then we get a text. You know, Kristen sent the text. Jay is dead.
Yeah. Like, what?
It's just a shocker. Yeah. This is the healthiest I've ever seen him in 20-something years.
Seriously, looking great.
He was real trim.
Yep.
Yeah, he lost 150 great. Pounds.
Gained muscle, looked great.
Yeah.
He's got old tattoos on his arm and sleeve. Looked really cool.
He was looking great, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That toy drive, you know, he was at the toy drive. That toy drive, he looked tremendous.
Yeah.
It was the best I've ever seen him.
True. Same.
Yeah. You on the phone?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Guys, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Yeah. That was a treatment. My phone started blowing up like crazy. I'm like, what's somebody calling me about?
Right.
Yeah.
It's never good news when that happens.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, when all of a sudden, like, everybody's calling you at once.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's never like, hey, great haircut.
Right. Oh, dude, you won the lottery. No, not like that. No. You're right. Right.
How would they know you won the lottery?
I don't know. I'm just smiling.
Before you,
like I said, it's never good news. Yeah.
It's never good when everyone's reaching out.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that I thought was so wonderful about him, like AJ was saying earlier, I don't think I'm friends with anybody on Facebook that posted more than he did. And one thing that I thought was so beautiful is that he would, almost every day, he was wishing somebody a happy birthday of the vast people that he knew. And it wasn't just like he was wishing them a happy birthday, he would attach it with a photo with Jay and whoever's birthday it was. I mean, do you realize what that must be every single day to go through your phone, find a photo, and wish somebody a happy birthday?
Yeah. Wow. It's true.
Any
birthday, yep.
It is such a beautiful thing to do. Yeah. And it's time consuming. You really have to care. That's not, you can't, you're not faking it when you do that.
No, you actually care.
You actually care.
Yep.
Exactly.
And then I was scrolling through Facebook and whatnot over the weekend, I think he was probably the most photographed person in the state.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Easily, everywhere. I would say.
With everybody.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Yep. All facts of life. Yep.
What do you mean?
No, you know, like regular person, you know, celebrities.
Oh, from all walks of life.
Walks of life, sorry. Yeah.
I was like, was he on Facts of Life?
Yeah, no.
The show?
Yeah.
Oh. Suddenly you're finding out the
facts. Right, he was with Natalie, he was with Tootie, Mrs. Garrett. Exactly right.
Tootie and...
Well, you know, he used to take the good and take the bad and your happiness and the sad, the Facts of Life, you know.
But like, he is, you know... People, there's a small group of them left of people who remember Bridgeport when it was a great city, one of the greatest cities in America.
Yeah.
And, you know, that spirit still lived in him. He still remembered the city that way.
Yep.
And he literally and has given the shirt off his back for people in Bridgeport.
Yeah. Always found all the positive in Bridgeport.
Yeah.
Always pushed it.
And people. Always found the positive in people, too.
Yeah.
He was a very positive guy.
I just remember him, the last surgery I had, there was a knock on my door. I just got home, and there was a knock on my door. It's him with one of his cannoli pies.
Oh, man. Like, think about that.
Just dropped off a cannoli pie.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to make sure you're okay. Listen, you get better. Boom, here you go. And off he left with the McAleese truck. You know? Just that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even having a simple conversation with him, he's like, Jen, how you doing? How you been, Jen?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, there was just such sincerity with him, and he really listened. It's not like when people say, how are you, and they're just kind of drifting off in thought. He wasn't like that, you know?
And the energy, I only met him a few times at, like, events for the Halloween and Christmas and everything. He just had, whenever you met him, it was 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever. He wasn't tired. He wasn't dragging. He was up, and he was energetic, and he was so happy to be there.
Light the room up, yep.
Yeah.
It's one of the Milford Oyster Festivals. I'm walking through the parking lot going to the stage.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, prime time, sea of people.
Yeah.
So you're just kind of trying to make your way through the sea of people. And I see the McAleese's truck, and I'm like, all right, I'm not going to make it over. There's a line. like a big line.
Yeah.
I see Jay, and I'm making my way by, and I hear, hey! How does this guy serving all these people, and he sees a sea of people, this little ant.
Like radar.
Like, oh, hey, there's one of my friends. Hey! And I'm like, all right, I'm going over.
Right.
And he comes out of the truck. I mean, it's all, hey, Jay, it's a line of people, you know.
Next thing you have an ice in your hands.
Yes.
Always.
We're taking pictures.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That one time when we stopped, when he called your name, Chaz, it was typically Milford Oyster Fest is wicked hot. And he's like, here, Jen, here, take this. He comes off the back of the truck. Like you said, there's a huge line. And he handed me Italian ice because it was really hot out. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Such a sweetheart.
Sweetheart. Oh, man. I'm just heartbroken.
Yeah. It's like, again, you just can't believe it happened. It's like a bad dream you want to wake out of.
Yeah, he was only, what, 54?
54, yeah. Just celebrated his 54th birthday.
Yeah.
Terrible.
His mom died last year. He took that one hard.
Yeah.
But he wasn't mopey, you know?
No.
He missed her, but, like, still, he was a beacon of light.
Yep.
Yeah. So, all right, we got a couple of people who are going to be calling in, and... you know, feel free if you want to join in. We're going to just let it rip
in
the 7 o'clock hour for Jay. Great friend.
Yep.
Great human. On Good Friday, we lost a cherished member of the Bridgeport family and the Chaz and AJ family. Jay, the Iceman Picarillo, who you're about to hear a lot about, and really it'll be a lesson in how to live your life.
Yeah.
We will never forget the man who touched all of us with his dedication to family, friends, and community. He touched us with his heart, his creativity, and his spirit. We honor Jay, the Iceman Picarillo, with a traditional 10-bell salute. For those unfamiliar with the 10-bell salute, it's a long-held tradition within professional wrestling, serving as a way to honor a wrestler who has died. The 10-bell salute isn't given to every single wrestler. It is reserved for an active wrestler, or someone viewed as historically significant. I think we all 100% agree that the Iceman was the most significant historical wrestler to ever live, love, and work among us in our community. Jay the Iceman, we will never forget you. Next up, and here he is from the toy drive. Jay Ice,
yeah!
With his cut-off KISS t-shirt, still looking like he could pick up a car and throw it.
Here we go. I'm already going on this beautiful, gorgeous morning here in Jordan.
Yeah! Yeah, we said, Jay, you want to come up on stage and meow?
Yeah.
Okay. Of course.
Yes.
He was a gamer.
Anything for the kids.
Down for everything, yep.
Yeah.
Much. Thank you to the PLR tribe, baby. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Let's bring on Fred Garrity. Hey, Fred. Sorry for your loss, brother.
Yeah.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
It's everybody's loss, my friends. It is everybody's loss.
How long have you guys known each other?
Probably known each other several decades, but probably the last 15 years or so intertwined in everything we do for the community and charities. It was either Jay's event and I was there, one of the events I do, he was there, or it was an event we were doing together.
Right.
Yeah. For the community and everything else. Friday's call was one of the hardest calls I ever got, you know? So, you know, Pope dies today, and then God chose Jay on Good Friday. He's going right to heaven if you're Catholic, right?
Yep.
So he was a superhero. You know, how many people do you know that created an actual superhero figure? He was Jay the Iceman. Full makeup, costume, he lived it. He brought so much joy to people. You know, when you had Jennifer on, she talked about the posting of the pictures and the attentiveness when he talked to you. He really cared about everybody. And there were hundreds or thousands of people he did that with. I saw, you know, so many pictures I could choose. Everybody was post collages up and videos. I found one where I was introducing him last year at his birthday. And I was at the podium together with him, telling the crowd about all the good things he does for the community. And in the picture, he's looking at me with such attentiveness and admiration and gratefulness. It just captured everything. I'm talking about him, and he deserved it, and he loved it. He did so much for so many people, and we watched each other grow. I've seen him go from the regular carnival-esque showman that he put on parades and did festivals, and we started doing fundraisers together. And there's almost some comedy there. When I would say to him at the beginning, Jay, this is an official fundraiser. It's not the same thing as a wrestling event. And I can remember one of the first things we did together. It was like a black tie event. And I was at the podium and I called him up and he didn't tell me, Chaz. He had Andrew Anderson in the audience and he had him yell at him from the audience. It was unplanned. Only he and the two of them knew about it. And Anderson gets up and goes to the stage, and Jay had a garbage can under the podium. And he picks it up and smashes Anderson with it. It was Andy Kaufman-esque. The whole audience just looks, what just happened? It was, and it was like, it was so Jay. But one of the first things we did together shows his heart. I called him Columbo because he always said, one more thing, when Sister Teresa's daycare got robbed in Bridgeport. We did a silver lining for her. He kept calling, more tables, more tables. He could pack a room like nobody's business. Within 5 days, we raised $30,000 for Sister Teresa. It was over a decade ago when she got robbed. And it just travels on. AJ, you've been part of it, right?
Yeah.
Who do you know that could get 50 people, 25 on each side of a tug of rope on Madison Avenue with 100 pounds of pasta in the middle of the road.
That was amazing. That was cool. That was very cool.
I mean, how many things can we do? I mean, it's, as you said, he's in the best shape of his life. He was. His next big thing, you know, you get the phone calls, it's going to be big. It's going to be big.
Yeah.
He had JD Iceman Protein coming. You know, he was looking forward to the before and after pictures to be able to promote his next thing. It was going to be phenomenal. You know, how many people do you know that were, he was a wrestler. He was a power lifter, started the Powerlifting Hall of Fame. He was Mr. Connecticut. Mick Elizzi's Italian Ice, what his dad started and he took over and took it. It's now in three places, a huge commercial business, all the side things. You know, he entertains for people. He would call at Christmas time. How many appearances does he make as Santa Claus? 20, 30, 40. He would call people, do you need me? And bring gifts for the police department, the Maryland Goldstone Foundation, raising. It's just the list makes it sound almost like you're trying to find things. There's so many things we can't talk about them all. It's just unbelievable.
Well, Fred, again, man, sorry for your loss. Yeah. I know you two guys were very close, and I appreciate you kicking this off.
Yeah, yeah. Our world has changed. He was Bridgeport. It'll always be. He loved wearing only the strong survive, and he was one of the strongest. His sister Bridget, his aunt Joanne, his girlfriend Sally, and especially the one thing he'd want to be remembered for is being a dad to De Niro.
Yeah.
He was never happier than all the pictures. Hey, Fred, we're going to a concert. We're going out to dinner. And he loved that boy. And we because of Facebook, we've all watched him from a young man grow into a young, strapping guy now. And the family is heartbroken, as we all are. It's a great loss for all of us. And this week is going to be a tough week. It just really, really is.
Yeah.
Keep us posted if we get help in any way.
Yes, please. Provide.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much, Fred, for doing this for
him. Thank you.
Fred Garrity, thank you. Mayor Joe Ganim on the phone. Hey, Mayor.
Hey, good morning. And I think to all of us, we can exchange and should exchange our feelings and condolences. So thanks for doing this morning. Thank you very much. I think anybody and everybody, and there's so many who know, knew, cared, loved, and now remember Jay, appreciate this morning. So I know I'm talking with some heavy heart, so I know probably can hear it in my voice, and I'm going to switch it to a little happier if I can get myself there in a minute. But thanks for doing this. I mean, Jay led with his heart, and with his heart as he led, he followed up with entertainment and laughter that just brought out the best in all of us, the kids in all of us, just like his Lemon Ice did. My history with him and his family, I was not funny, but I sat down with yesterday's Easter dinner with my family, as everybody does, and that's the first thing my dad said to me, who's almost 98, what a big loss it was to see what happened, this Jay passing. And I asked him about the history because our family goes back with Michelizzi Lemon Ice and his family to when I was kids. We eight kids in the family, so we had to buy a tub of Lemon Ice and Cherry Ice, and that was our big deal all summer. And so the big trip was to go down the bottom of what's in Bridgeport is Madison Avenue, the Italian section, and you'd pull in Lemon Ice, and we'd all be in the back at that time, probably with a station wagon or a van, just waiting. And as we grew up, my generation, and got to know Jay, and as I got involved civic and even before mayor or with mayor, just to see what he could do as an individual to light up whatever the event was. Fred touched on it. Fred's been a part of it for years. Jay Vazzi has been too. I mean, John Vazzi and so many others. Just always the center of positive energy and doing positive things for other people in Bridgeport and beyond. It's just, it's unmatched.
I don't know anyone else who for 20 years, never encountered him in a bad mood, in a grumpy mood.
Ever.
Never.
Ever.
I mean, he would pick you up with a look or else he'd grab you, put his arm around you, he could physically pick you up, probably throw you across the room if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, he just heard that. But I don't know. I asked somebody yesterday, this is how apologetic I am. Did we ever call him Mr. Bridgeport? Because that's who he was in so many ways, whether it was with the, I think Fred mentioned the shirts, you got to be tough to the only the strong survive, the Bridgeport shirts, the costumes, the end of our Columbus Day parades. It would end at his place at Michelizzi's with the bandstand and the steps there. And it's just a welcoming nature. And I don't know, there's not a heck of a lot. You can go to any city, town, community, big or small. And the beauty and the treasure, when you have moments like this, is to realize.
We need a Rocky-like statue.
Yeah, why not?
He deserves it, let me tell you. And
but we need someone good to do it. We don't need one of these, like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, no. Capture the likeness, exactly.
The Iceman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Iceman.
Why not?
Put it at Seaside Park.
Why not?
Yeah.
And so, say, if we can do that, we'll do it. I mean, he is like the type of person that, I don't know who else you have coming on this morning, but I got more calls for the last three or four days.
And exactly.
How can we help promote people want to expand where he might do the services, and I'm not sure I want to get involved in that, but we'll offer to help in any way that we can, because I think it's going to be the type of thing where so many people, whether they knew him as closely as we did, or just know him even from a distance, are going to want to come, hopefully, and say thank you and pay respects. What a guy.
Yeah.
You know,
I like the statue idea, Mayor.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, let's try and see if we can do it. I mean, yeah. It really would be something. I mean, sometimes at these moments, you hear a lot of people come on and they say nice things, and they have to think about hard, nice things to say. Here, I think we have to hold back.
Right.
And just kind of hold back our emotions, and just, you know, or else we can go on all morning about some of the stories and some of the events and some of the people that he's touched. So I want to pay my respects right here to my good friend. Again, family-wise, generationally, thank him for all he's done. Touching me in my life, being a part of everything that I've done, whether it's my endeavors to do good on behalf of Pabula City Bridgeport as mayor, or just on a personal social level, he's always been there. And not only alone, he brings so much to everything that he does, adds to it, and is going to be sorely lost. You know, you mentioned earlier on, before Fred got on, you mentioned about Bridgeport's history and you know, some of our great industrial past, and he is one of those figures that in Bridgeport's past, we had P.T. Barnum, and obviously the great entrepreneur, the great entertainer. If there's a guy who embodied some of that spirit,
right,
and now is added to some of the history of Bridgeport.
Great point.
Jay Piccirillo.
Great point.
God bless him. Rest in peace. We're sorely missed. Someone that we'll look for, maybe in a statue or other ways. We should talk offline in ways that we can pay tribute to him. And let people remember certainly him as a person, but the things that he embodied, expressed, and allowed himself to share with us is a real rarity.
Thank you, man.
So, bye-bye, my friend Jay, and thank you guys for having me on.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
All right. Mayor Joe Gannon. Johnny Visano on the show now.
Morning, fellas.
Hey.
Morning.
Sorry for your loss, brother.
Tough day in Bridgeport, and thank you for doing what you're doing. Jay was not only one of my best friends, probably my best friend and business partner. We're still business partners in some of our stores. He was just a great man. I mean, it's all you can say. I mean, he could go on forever. Fred, you know, was part of the group we hung out with. I mean, he was at my restaurant every morning, coffee. And I mean, if someone calls you, one of you guys, why are they calling you? Because they want something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He would call you every day. What are you doing? How are you doing? And then you're like, okay, like, get to the point. And that was it. He just called to see how you were. He was one of probably the most genuine individual I ever met. He was like a brother to me. And, you know, we did a lot of things together with you guys. I mean, when you played that clip from the tour drive, I mean, it brought tears mm-hmm. in my eyes. I remember that. I'm like, what's he doing? He's, you know, but you know what? He's the man. He's Jay, you know,
yeah.
He was just, I mean, every event we did, you know, my banquet hall, he was the man. He had the mic. He loved it. And you know, I got more smashed garbage cans in my back room than probably the trash company. It was great. One story I got to tell you, I had, you know, for 25 years, you know, I have three sons and now I have five grandsons, all young. And he was Santa Claus. I mean, every Christmas Eve, he came to my house. Looking like Santa Claus, real Santa Claus, you know what I'm saying? Not the string hanging out. And one year he called me about 4 years ago. He said, I can't do it. You know, cause his mom was sick and he lost his mom, and that really, really paid havoc on him. And so I called one of my other like close cousin, Larry, you know, Larry from my partner, a lot of things, Larry LeConte. And, that was when my kids found out there was no Santa Claus, because Larry came and my oldest son said, my old grandson said, Papa John, that's Uncle Larry. Look at the gold chains on him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's not a good way for your grandkids to find out there's no Santa Claus.
It was Santa the Claw.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
So,
hey,
I mean,
how you doing?
Then, yeah. I mean, right after that, Jay like heard about it. So, oh, no, I'm not missing it again. You know what I'm saying? So you know, this year he came. And, you know, then when you walked him outside, he came in singing. He's like, I got two pies in the car for you. One for, you know, one for your sister. He just never forgot anything. And,
yeah.
He was just that kind of guy. I mean, you know, I was president of Barnum Festival and the Ringmaster. he was the ringmaster. He was the ringmaster every year.
Yes.
You know, what he did and what he did for me when I did it, like, you know, I'm like, Jay, I can't believe it. I mean, I can't handle this. It's just a lot of work, not work, but a lot of PR stuff. He loved it. He stepped in and I tell you, I can speak for the Barnum Festival. I think when I say he was the next ringmaster, you know, next year, I mean, we, you know, he was that kind of guy. And I don't know if he wanted to do it. He didn't want to do it, but he would have done it and he would have done a fantastic job. And he deserves that name, Mr. Bridgeport, because he was Mr. Bridgeport. I mean, there was nobody like him. I mean, you saw with the toy drives. I mean, he got everybody riled up. I mean, he could fill a stadium with, you know, $20 tickets, you know what I'm saying? And everybody was excited, you know what I'm saying? He got everybody fired up for the holidays. I mean, that's what's going to hurt everybody. And, you know, It's a selfish thing. Someone passes away, it's you're selfish. You think of yourself, what you're going to miss. But you know what? He got everyone motivated, even my kids who, you know, when you get older and you have kids, you want them to be, you know, get involved in the community if you're involved in the community. And they looked up to Jay. They were, he was our business partner too. And my kids just always spoken with respect. And, you know, he didn't come in, you know, command the room where he told you what he's doing. He's like, what do you want to do? Let's do it together. And he was a diplomat. He was just, they were all done. You know, he was, you know what? He was like P.T. Barnum. He was, a legacy of P.T. Barnum. I think that's my opinion. But
no, Johnny, you nailed it, man.
Yep.
Really. Well done.
You can go on forever, but there's no one that, I had an uncle, in Bridgeport. Like, growing up, we went to Lemon Ice, the whole thing. I think everyone gets called with those stories that are from Bridgeport. I had an uncle, my uncle Johnny, who was and he's been dead for 35 years, and there's still not one person that's alive or a lineage of the family can say a bad thing about him. He's that guy. People say, you can't say a bad thing about him. You can't say a bad thing about him or a negative thing. He was just always positive. If you were down and out, my mother died. I mean, he came over. So he makes you want to do the same things for other people. When his mom died, I tell you something, it was devastating for him. I know he was I don't want to call him a mama's boy, but he's very close to his mom and he's close to his aunt. And he's close to his family, his sister, his son is a great, great individual. And he got really close to him over the last, obviously his whole life was close to him. But, just doing things, he's calling me, I'm in New Haven, I'm having a steak, it's the best. You should come on down, I'm going to a concert. I mean, he never stopped. He was never negative. And I tell you, you guys know him, real well, too. I mean, he loved you guys. He talked about it like you were brothers. And it's just going to be, I'm worried about Bridgeport, we all should be worried about Bridgeport, joke, but you know what I'm saying? We should all be a great community and guys like him and the mayor and all the leaders in Bridgeport, they keep it going, but we all depended on Jay, We all depended on Jay, from everybody, you needed something, they called me. Oh, I'm calling Jay right after you. You bring the pizzas, he's bringing the lemon ice all summer long to these people that needed it and kids, they enjoyed it. They look forward to it.
Yeah.
So I'm worried that we got to find somebody to fill those shoes. It's a tough gig, and we should do some memorial for him, a statue. Keep the positive vibes of Jay alive.
Absolutely. Yes. Yep.
100%.
We're going to need your help on that. So,
well, Johnny,
it's going to be a tough week in Bridgeport.
You tell us what you need and we're here.
Yep.
Appreciate that, guys. Thank you very much.
For everything you do, too. Johnny Visano, everybody. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. We're just talking about our friend Jay Picarillo, Jay the Iceman, who passed Friday suddenly, shockingly.
Very.
Ron Saraceno and we haven't talked in a while, and we were on the phone over the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, just talking about Jay. Hey, Ron.
Good morning.
Good morning. It was Ron's idea to do the 10 bell salute.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's great.
Great idea. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, guys.
Well, sorry for your loss, man.
Yeah.
Well, sorry for everybody's loss. It's a very sad time for everybody that knew and loved them.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who called Jay their best friend. I believe you're one of them.
I believe so. Yes, that's the kind of guy that he was, So Larry D had introduced us about 20 years ago, and he goes, I think you guys would really hit it off. And I'm like, well, I think you're right. And Jay was just a bigger-than-life kind of guy, Big band guy, Mr. Connecticut, powerlifting champion, wrestling events. He started so many countless charities and did so much. Barnum Festival, Christopher Columbus Parade, Christmas for the kids. He played Santa every year down at Madison Avenue and gave away free toys at his on his dime and raised money for it. And, you know, had Rock the Valley was huge. You know, he did that. He sponsored that. The Harvest Festival. He did just so much. And it was just a great guy, you know?
Yeah, I don't think there's a person in Connecticut who's done more events for charity than him.
Seriously.
He's got to be the top guy.
Yep. He's got to be the top
guy. Has to be. Yep.
Yeah. He was the man.
I think if you combined me, AJ, Scott Haney, and a bunch of television people, you still wouldn't have the numbers that this guy, because he did it every day.
It was every day.
Yep. Every day.
Yep. And happy to be there. It wasn't an obligation. Yeah. He was leading the charge most of the time, too.
Most of
the
volunteered,
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, he was charismatic. He was. He loved the stage, you know. And, you know, I remember when we had the grand opening, that's when you guys met him.
Yeah.
And I introduced him to Ginger, and Ginger just like, oh, my God, your friend Jay is just, he's fantastic. And then, I mean, look, I mean, he, you know, was part of the toy drive every year since that grand opening, that's you right. know.
Yeah.
And he was huge. And it was kind of ironic because in December, you know, Jay wasn't a morning person during the winter time, you know. So, you know, he would like to talk at 10 o'clock at night when, you know, we're all ready to go to bed. So he calls me up and he's like, hey, I got to do something for you. And I'm like, what do you have to do? He goes, I got to do this song that I made. And I'm like, a song you made for a toy drive? And he goes, yeah, just listen. And he starts meowing. And I'm like,
you okay, Jay?
And I'm like, Jay, are you really going to do this on stage right now? I says, he goes, now I got to start all over again. Hang on. And he just starts meowing again. And I'm like,
starts over.
You know, here's Mr. Connecticut bodybuilding champion, and the guy's meowing to me. Yeah. And me and Diane are just, you know, we're laughing because we just couldn't even believe that he was doing it, you know. But he was so versatile in everything he did. And, you know, a couple of months prior to that, he did a Dancing with the Stars in Fairfield for a foundation for a woman's cause, battered women. And, you know, that was just another, you know, thing in his itinerary that, you know, he accomplished. And I'm like, wow, you know, this guy is dancing now, you know. First he's meowing, he's dancing. It's like, you know, he would do whatever it took to, he had no problem making fun of himself. You know, he would definitely do anything he could to help people out, you know.
Yeah, if he thought it would help.
Yep.
If he thought it would bring smiles.
Anything.
He was not above it.
Nope.
He was 100% in. He did it.
And a great bass player, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was weird because I was digging up some stuff out of the closet the other day. And there's one thing you'll never have is a shortage of pictures of Jay. And he brought me a picture of his band back in, you know, it was probably the 80s, you know. And I'm like, you know, you don't think of this stuff until you start looking for
freaking
things.
Hair. Yeah, they look awesome, man.
Oh yeah. Long hair. Hippie.
Yep.
Oh, Ron, can you send that to me?
Yeah, it's a great photo.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And, you know, the ironic part about it is, you know, Larry D had sent me, you know, to meet Jay at that time. And Larry D is the one that got Jay into the lifting because, you know, Jay goes, you know, I really want to start working out. So he went down to the JCC and Larry D is the one that got him into the bodybuilding. And, you know, I had asked Jay one day, I says, you know, Jay, would you mind if I train with you? And he's like, yeah, but under one condition. And I'm like, okay, what's that? He goes, well, you have to load the weights and you have to strip the weights. You know, I didn't realize. I said, yeah, no big deal. I says, you know, it's not a problem.
It was the workout.
You know, the guy's, you know, doing reps with 350 pounds 10 times. Okay, strip that, put this on, you know, and you've got to work out just from, you know, loading his weights and stripping his weights.
That's true. Right. Yep.
So, you know, he brought me to these iconic gyms. You know, we went to Montanero's Gold Gym in East Haven and then, you know, Sacred Heart and a couple of other gyms. And, you know, every time we're walking into the gym, people are yelling, this thing, and I thought it was burr, and I'm like, so, you know, I didn't say anything. And then after like 4 weeks, I go, Jay, what is this? Everybody yells when you walk in the door. And he's like, that's Berg. And I'm like, Berg? What the hell is Berg? I says, he goes, well, he's an arch nemesis of mine, and that's part of his name. So, you know, Jay loved everybody, but there was everybody's Superman's got an arch nemesis.
Yeah.
Batman does.
Yeah.
You know, they all do.
Of course.
That's great.
So, you know, we put this video up the other day, and it was, you know, people were like, oh, my God, you guys must have knew him because, you know, you're saying Berg. And I'm like, yeah, I go, you know, it was just, you know, one of Jay's taglines. So, you know, whenever he call up, you know, Berg, you know, but after that, you know, you just, you realize what the hell he was talking about. But I was just like, wow, you know, it's just, you know, it was just one of those other things that Jay brought so much life to, you know.
Yeah.
But
I missed that.
You know, and it's really sad because at Christmas, at Easter time, my wife makes, you know, the Easter pies. The Italians call it pizza gain. And Jay would call up right after Christmas and say, hey, make sure Diana don't forget me this year. I'm like, no problem. So usually the Saturday after Good Friday, Jay's at my place to pick up his pies. And I was home Friday helping my wife. And I got the call and I was like, no pies for Jay this year, you know? And it's just like, you know, it's like a bad dream that you're trying to wake up from that just doesn't happen, you know? But, yeah, it's a sad time for everybody. I feel terrible for his son, Gennaro, just the nicest kid, most respectful. And, you know, him and his son, I mean, him and his dad are constantly going to, Jay's a big horror fan. He loves horror movies, you know? You know, he goes to all these Fright Nights and, you know, did all that stuff. And I'm like, the other night he was like, oh, you got to watch that new movie. So, you know, me and my wife watched it and we're like, you know, it was another Jay movie. You know, thank you, Jay.
Who's going to take care of the boy? Do you know? Does he have anyone?
His mother is a very sweet, loving, great mother.
Great.
So, you know, you're not going to take the place of him, no matter what.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
You know, he was a man in so many ways.
Ron, thanks for coming on and sharing, man. Appreciate it, brother.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you for what you did. I mean, this is just a real special thing that you guys done amongst all the other things you do for everybody.
No, it's like part of therapy, man. We got to talk this out. You know? It's a big hole.
Yep.
Thank you, Ron.
So much appreciated, guys.
Thank you. We're paying tribute to Jay the Iceman Picarillo. Hi, Chaz and AJ. You're on the air.
This is Jay's aunt, Joanne. I just want to thank you for everything you do for him. I mean, he loved you guys a lot.
We loved him too very much.
Yeah.
I know. He was just a special person with a selfless heart. And he did a lot for everybody. He was loved.
He really put everyone first.
Yeah.
I know. But thank you, guys. You were always there for him, too.
Well, if there's anything we could do, please don't hesitate.
Thank you so much. You guys are really great.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Scott Appleby from the city of Bridgeport. He is the Emergency Management and Homeland Security guy. Good morning.
AJ Chaz, how you doing, guys?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, that's a tough one to follow right there. But, yeah, I know Jay, even beyond emergency management. I mean, Jay, we're childhood buddies. I mean, St. Pat's, St. Andrews, Blackham, the Madison School. We're talking about Notre Dame. We're talking about University School. We're talking about Central. All the North End boys and girls, you know, that we call ourselves. I mean, the Five Corner guys, you know, hanging up under Blackham guys. I mean, we knew each other for a long time. And, I mean, obviously we got a lot closer with the Maryland Goldstone Foundation. And, yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, it's you know, it's one of those things where when you got the call, it was kind of like, is this, are you who's punking me out? You know, like, who's doing this right now?
Yeah, and then, this ain't funny.
Yeah,
this is not funny at all, right? And then you hear about the Pope today, you're like, oh my God, something's crazy going on in heaven right now. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, yeah. And then you guys play the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I could picture him like jamming out on the bass with Flea and
right?
You know, hanging out with like the Gene Simmons look, you know. But I mean, he, you know, everybody says it, and we all know it. I mean, he was heart. He was the heart of Bridgeport. He was such a good guy. Whether you're, you know, a politician, a dignitary, to someone who had nothing. I mean, he treated you, you know, no matter who you were. And I mean, it's a tough one. I mean, we talked on Tuesday, him and I. Looks like I'm cracking up over here. And I'll tell you the conversation. The conversation was about WrestleMania, and it was about, you know, he took Gennaro. Like last year, we were all supposed to go, and he took Gennaro, and I couldn't make it with my boys. He's like, listen, let's just surprise them, surprise our boys, and we'll take them to Vegas. I'm like, Jay, number one, if I take them to Vegas, I'm going to get divorced. I'm like, there's no doubt about it. Two, I'm like, it's going to end up being like my youngest will like roofie us. Next, you know, my oldest will be sleeping on the roof, and your kid will get married. You'll get tased in the face by because you steal a cop car, and you know I'll be waking up next to a chicken and trying to give pepper to a tiger. I'm like, you know, it's not going to happen. And we're like reliving the old Hangover whole episode, and
right,
you know, and he's cracking. He's like, well, I'll choke slam Tyson. I'll kick it. I'm like, I get it, Jay. Like, we're not doing it, right? You know. And, you know, we look back and we're laughing about, like, the Marilyn Goldstone, like, what we could do. And, you know, I got dressed up as Buddy the Elf because he, oh, my God, Jay was relentless with that. You got to be Buddy the Elf. You got to be Buddy the Elf. Terrence, obviously, with the Grinch. And we got dressed up and, you know, we're at the police station and, you know, how Buddy is, you know, oh, Santa, screaming loud. And I remember him getting up and his pants was coming down and I'm screaming Santa. And he's thinking I'm in character. He's thinking I'm in Will Ferrell character over here with Buddy the Elf and his pants are coming down. I'm screaming Santa. And he's like, yeah. Keep doing that. Keep doing that. I'm like, no, your pants are coming down, dude. Like, pick up your pants. So like, he's just that guy. He walked in a room. He was just, everybody, the laughter, he brought the best out of everyone. He just made you a better person just by being next to him. I mean, he gave so much. He never hesitated to say to you, you know, like if you need anything, he had my kids come over and make an ice cream at his joint. I mean, it's just a huge loss. I mean, it's tough. It's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on and sharing that, yeah. Scott.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. And, you know, guys, keep up the, you know, you guys, you guys meant a lot to him. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he gave him another area that he could shine. He gave him another, you know, avenue to promote and to do what he does. And, you know, it's great that you guys are doing this. And I'm, you know, we're all appreciative of you. And obviously his family, Gennaro and Bridget, and obviously just her Joanne. So, you know, certainly appreciate everything you guys do. Keep up the good work, and we'll definitely keep you as Johnny. And you know, we all said that, you know, we're going to do something, and we'll definitely keep you guys informed.
Okay. Let us know if we can help in any way.
Yeah.
Thank you, Scott. Jeff from Brewport, good morning.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Morning.
Hey.
Day, huh?
Yeah. Tough one.
Hey, I know that you've got a lot of people that want to talk, so I just got a couple of quick stories. Jay came to me during COVID and said, hey, we got to do something together. Come on, let's do something together. Think of the Blue Raspberry, and we created the Iceman Hard Seltzer, and he came in with 300-plus people to help pull us out of COVID and to let people know that it was safe to go back outside. And he put on his outfit, and he stood there for hours. I think, AJ, I think you were
there.
Yeah,
I was there, yep.
Yeah.
That was an awesome day, yeah.
Just he was just such a kind, gentle man. When the news hit Brewport, it went through it like a wave. My staff is almost completely from Bridgeport, and everybody came up to me with a story. I didn't know this, but he used to go to the local neighborhoods with his ice truck and just hand out Italian ices to all the kids until everybody got one, and then he'd leave. That was one of the stories from one of my staff people. There's nobody like him. He only had one speed, and it was always full out, and he did everything he possibly could do to help anybody, including, you know, a newbie to Bridgeport 10 years ago when he came to me and just said, hey, we got to do this. And you meet him, and 10 minutes later, he's your best friend. he just had the way to do that. And I appreciate the opportunity I had to know him and to work with him. And I also appreciate the fact that you guys gave me a moment that, you know, I could say that, you know, all of Brewport shouts out to him. If there's anything Brewport can do, I was listening to Ganem before, we will be part of anything that you guys do. He's that kind of guy.
Thank you, Jeff.
It's awesome. Thank you.
Remember, nobody's truly gone as long as we keep his memory alive.
That's right.
I think his memory will be alive forever.
Thank you, Jeff. Jeff from Brewport. Billy has been on hold for over an hour.
Oh, wow.
Billy.
Yeah, well, I'm still working. Where are you?
Hey.
We're right here.
Listen, Jay was a great guy. You know, he was a big fan of all the musicians in the area, and he would always come up and play his bass with us. He would do some Black Sabbath and any band that was playing. He was just, you know, really awesome, and he would just jump up on stage out of nowhere and start playing music with all the different bands from the neighborhood. And it was just amazing how many songs the guy knew, because he never practiced with us. He would just jump up there and play.
Sign of a great bass player.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, one of the best guys you could have known, you know. Unfortunately, you know, he was trying to get healthy and...
Oh, he did.
The wrong way.
Yeah.
He got healthy. He lost 150 pounds. He looked as the best he's ever looked.
Yeah.
He looked amazing. So,
yeah.
You know, it was just very surprising to see.
All right, Billy.
You know, that it turned that way.
Yeah, thank you, man. Yeah.
We love you guys. We love him.
Right
and,
back at you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Man. Thank you.
See you.
Hungry Man on hold for over an hour.
Oh.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I'm going to try to keep my composure, but, I've known Jay for many years. He grew up in Bridgeport in the wrestling.
Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, let me take you off. I'm sorry.
In the wrestling, you can hear me now?
Yes.
In the wrestling thing and independent scene, I was fortunate enough to referee so many of his matches. And as everybody else has said, that this guy had a heart so big and a personality that was just on blast all the time. And I just want to, one, say kudos to you guys for what you're doing. And I wanted to share one really quick story. I was refereeing a match in Bridgeport at the Cardinal Sheen Center, and he was getting pulverized by his opponent. And part of the referee's job is to get down real quick on your knees and say, hey, are you okay? Make sure you're good. And I remember one time going down there and saying, hey, you good? Everything good? And he goes, yeah, yeah, but can you smell that popcorn? Oh, my God, it smells delicious. We're in the middle of a match. And, you know, the whole Cardinal Sheen Center was full of popcorn. But I appreciate everything you guys do, and it's a big loss.
A great loss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Hungry Man.
Guys. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you too, man. Man. All right, one more, then we got to go. I'm sorry, everybody who is on hold and been waiting. Rhonda in Stratford.
Good morning, guys. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Morning.
So I've known Jay probably about 34 years. I met him through my husband, Larry Pellegrino. And I got to say, the first time I ever met him, he had the most contagious smile. Was the sweetest guy. He is one of the best men I've ever known. And I won't keep it long because I know you guys are busy, but I have one story to tell you. One time we had a party, and he would show up at a party, whether it was for 5 minutes, 10, 15, because, you know, he was doing all the big stuff, and he had so much to do, always a million things on one day. So we had the party ended, he didn't show, and we understood, you know, because he had so much to do. We went to bed, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, I hear my dog barking, I'm like, what is going on? Now my husband is sleeping. I'm not waking him up. He won't go get the door or whatever was going on because he was sleeping. I go to the door. I see this huge body standing outside in front of my door. You can see the shadow. Now I start freaking out. I'm like, oh, my God, there's somebody at my door. I wake my husband up. I'm like, Larry, you have to go. Somebody's at our door. We're going to get robbed. Whatever, something's going on. My husband opens the door. It's Jay with a bucket of ice. Because he had to come, because that's what he did. He always wanted everybody to feel loved. He was always there for everyone. He was always there for children, especially. There was nothing he wouldn't do. My grandchildren, my children, they loved him like an uncle. He was one of, like I said, the best men out there. I remember one time I was on your show, and the first person my husband called, because I was like his brother from another mother, was Jay to say, listen, Ron's going to be on PLR. You've got to listen to it. And he could, and he kept calling me to find out when it was going to be. It was one of your episodes when it was like, weird jobs you have, and I work in a funeral parlor. He was so excited. Yeah, I was there actually twice, I think. But he was so excited for me. And I was like, wow, he was more excited than me than I think anybody else, even my husband. But he was just love. And I have just two challenges. One of my challenges is for Joe Ganim. I know you can't change street names, but I think they need to put a street sign up next to where Michelisi's ice is.
I like it.
That says either Jay Pick Way, the Iceman Way, I don't care what.
Yeah, yeah.
Something.
Some kind of tribute,
No, that's a great idea. What's your other one? And then I got to go.
And did I forget my other idea? I think I forgot. Oh, no. My other thing is the people out there. We need to follow his lead and make this a better world. And make this, and do things now for people. We all can do it, whether it's a small thing, whether it's helping out somebody. This is what he would want his legacy to be. He would want us all to get together and just help your neighbor, help your friend, help your city, no matter what it is. Just help, because this is what's going to make it better, especially for his family. We have to all come together and keep his name alive.
Thank you, Rhonda. Keep him there.
Because he was our P.T. Barnum in Bridgeport now. He was the man.
So great, that's cool.
All I've got to say, I want to say thank you for having me on, and to everybody out there. And I want to say thank you to my husband for introducing me to this great man that I will always have in my heart. There will always be a piece of it in my heart.
Thank you, Rhonda.
You're welcome, guys. Have a great, blessed day.
You too. I apologize to the folks we didn't get to on hold here. It's just we could go for a week, by the way.
It's true.
Stories.
Yep.
And we'll keep you posted as to, if there are public services or what. But, Jay, we miss you, brother.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.